Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Linda Marshall, president of OnStar. In the past week, we've received a lot of feedback from you, our customers, on the proposed changes to our terms and conditions. We realize that a number of you were not satisfied with this proposal. I am sorry for any confusion or concerns we might have caused. We've listened and have decided we will not make the proposed change to our policy when it comes to keeping a data connection to your vehicle, should you decide to cancel the OnStar service. If in the future we provide the option of a data connection, we would give you the choice of opting in to this feature, even if your OnStar subscription has ended.
That's OnStar President Linda Marshall quickly addressing her company's decision to reverse the policy, the privacy policy, after it was revealed this week that OnStar collected data from customers, sold the information, and continued to do so even after the service had been terminated. The OnStar privacy controversy number 10 on this week's Countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, September the 30th. We're going to review in this hour the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. They monitor, along with the production staff for this program, talk radio programs all across the country. And this week, OnStar number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 on the Countdown, Major League Baseball, the end of the regular season. Here's talk host Mike Francesca talking to Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe about the collapse of the Red Sox, which actually set a major league record.
What's the feeling up in Boston today?
Clearly. I mean, I can tell by my telephone blowing up and emails and texts and stuff. I mean, it's bad. I mean, this was the epic collapse. I mean, you know the numbers. No one's ever done it in baseball history. And being 9 games up for a playoff spot in September 3rd and losing 20 out of 27 with that roster, it's hard to believe.
It is, and then it really insult to injury because, first off, you could not have, if you were a Boston person, have thought the Yanks had a chance going in with what they were going to do with the pitching, and then they have a 7-0 lead and wound up blowing it. So it was actually insult to injury.
Absolutely. I mean, 7-0 in the eighth, and, you know, you got a .280 hitter hitting a 2-out, 2-strike home run in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, this was the most dramatic night in the regular season baseball ever, and, you know, the modern technology with DirecTV and ability to cut into all those games, and just the idea that the Red Sox and Rays games ended 3 minutes apart and just completely altered, you know, I mean, the Red Sox thought they were going to Texas to start the thing tomorrow. All of a sudden, they're not only not doing that, they're not playing a playoff game today, they're going home.
Amazing. And Papelbon, 2 outs, 2 strikes. Let's start with Papelbon. Last night, he's been good this year. I know Bard's falling apart. He's been good. So that came as a real shock, his performance in the ninth last night, right?
It did. I mean, Mike, he pitched, he threw 28 pitches the day before. And he went in that Sunday night game at your place.
Pitched well at night.
He's only a third. I'm giving him all the slack. He's a stand-up guy. He takes accountability. He makes no excuses. But for a closer, you know, what he had to do with the bases loaded Sunday night to keep him alive, 28 pitches Monday night, and then he strikes out the first two guys last night, and then the complete implosion. But, you know, this is like that game he had against the Angels in 09, where it's just fastball after fastball after fastball. There's nothing else. They see all of his pitches, or they see all of his pitch, whatever you want to call it. But when good hitters see enough of them, sooner or later, and that was the 8-9 hitters who got those first two doubles. So it was just, he was gapped, as much as John Lester was gapped in the sixth inning before the rain delay came. I mean, but John Papelbon is not the problem. And this is a guy who was a stand-up guy, had a hell of a year. He's going to make a lot of money as a free agent from somebody, and if they're smart, they'll get into it with everybody else.
Quite apropos that it ends on a ball that that Crawford can't catch. It ends with Crawford kind of on his rear end, which is kind of how he spent the whole year in Boston this year.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, if he was under the radar a good part of the year because, you know, Eldred, Pedroia, Gonzalez, Ortiz, they all have these monster years, and they're winning. They're 39 over 500 during the big stretch they had, and best team in ball, and all that stuff was coming to fruition. So he was able to kind of skate as a very soft 250 hitter. But the way it ended, you know, that bad play in New York on Saturday, that's a 5-run, wasn't an error, but the ball should have been a can.
No question. No question.
And then the thing last night, I'm sorry, you're a Gold Glove outfielder. You got it, and you got his tools. It's not an easy play. It's not an error, but you got to make that play.
Got to make the play. I agree.
It's just, I feel bad for him. If you can feel bad for a guy with making $142 million, I feel bad for him.
Upcoming, the battle over Obamacare heating up, and a homegrown terrorist is caught planning to blow up the Pentagon.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Automotive consumers have some new choices when it comes to vehicle safety features. General Motors is introducing the industry's first front center airbag in select 2013 models from Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick. The airbags are designed to help prevent injuries during a side impact crash. General Motors Executive Director of Vehicle Safety, Gay Kent, explains.
The new front center airbag deploys from the driver's seat, providing restraint to the driver if seated alone, or providing a cushion between the driver and passenger during a side impact crash. These new airbags have the potential to reduce fatalities and the number of head and torso injuries that are associated with side impact collisions.
General Motors is also bringing the industry's first camera-based forward collision alert system to market. The crash avoidance technology features a lane departure warning system and will be available on the 2012 GMC Terrain and Chevrolet Equinox. To learn more about these new vehicle safety features, visit GM.com. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Talk radio in review. I'm Doug Steffen, number 8 on the countdown this week, the battle over Obamacare. Talk host Bobby Gunther Walsh talking about Obamacare heading to the Supreme Court and how he doesn't understand how anybody can seriously believe the government should be in charge of our health care.
I can't understand for the life of me how anyone who's dealt with any government bureaucracy could possibly be for the government running their health care. They think it's going to be free, and they think everybody but themselves is going to pay for it, but they might pay for it with their lives. When the government decides if you're going to get health care, one of the things they might consider is, what's the carbon footprint of your treatment? And if you live longer, what's your carbon footprint going to be on Earth? And is it worth the environmental trade-off? Should you be allowed to live? And whose health is more important, yours or Mother Earth's? Now, before you think, well, that's ridiculous, don't be absurd, Americans for Limited Government, read it there, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, unilaterally, with no legislative action required, banned the use of over-the-counter asthma inhalers over environmental concerns. That's right. They put Mother Earth's health over a human being's. If they could do that now, you don't think they're going to do it when they control all of health care? That's your government, and that's the way they think. And you want them in charge of your health care? You think it's going to be different for you? Really? My advice? Don't hold your breath.
Number 7.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the Pentagon terror plot. Host Jim Reith talking to Jennifer Griffin of Fox about the plot to attack the Pentagon and the Capitol building using several different weapons, including remote control airplanes.
United States officials say they've broken up a pretty weird plot to destroy the Pentagon and the Capitol building using, what, remote controlled airplanes?
Well, these were remote controlled. They were really toy drones. The largest would be about 5 feet long. This was a physics student from Northeastern University, a graduate who lived in Massachusetts, 26 years old, Rezwan Fardous. And the FBI got wind of this plot, and for a year they taped him during this undercover operation. And he wanted to use three of these toy drones packed with explosives using a GPS guidance system to hit the Pentagon and the Capitol. Now, it's hard to know how much damage the 5 pounds of C4 explosives would do to the Pentagon exterior. I don't think it would do much. It would do damage if it flew into a group of people. So the plot never really got off the ground. He did do some surveillance. He came down to D.C. back in May. He took photographs of the Pentagon and the Capitol. The plan was to fly one of these planes into the Capitol dome. And then he also had ordered some AK-47s and some grenades. The plan was that he would follow up with an AK-47 attack. Again, this was a plot that the FBI says when they provided the C4 explosive to him, they provided about 25 pounds of it, that it was always in the control of a handler and the public was never in any danger. So the plot didn't get off the ground, but certainly they have enough audio recordings, according to the affidavit, that suggest a very vicious intent.
Well, and it sounds crazy, but this guy really was serious, right?
He was very serious. There will be an attempt, I think, during any sort of trial to paint this as a sting operation that he was set up. But from reading through the affidavit, which is 44 pages long, it's very clear they gave him a lot of different outs. There also was a moment where he had, I guess, taken some cell phones and converted them into bomb detonators. And the undercover agents had said to them, we had sent these to Iraq. Three U.S. soldiers were killed with bombs as a result of these detonators. And he expressed joy at the killing of U.S. troops. He and a friend in Dorchester, Massachusetts, had planned to attack a recruitment center, according to the affidavit. And because he had a physics background, he actually knew something about explosives. So while the plot didn't get very far along, he had rented a warehouse in Framingham, Mass., and he was starting to experiment with, he had ordered an F-86 Sabre, this is one of these toy drones, online under the name, ironically, of baseball great Dave Winfield, ESPN commentator. It sounds like a joke in aftermath, but he had a lot of knowledge and he could have done some harm.
Number six.
Number six on the countdown, Iran and their military ambitions. Host Dan Monk here with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the possible threat posed by Iran's Navy.
Do I understand that that there may have been an Iranian naval threat to the U.S. coast?
Well, late Tuesday night, Iranian state news quoted a naval commander as saying his country plans to have a powerful presence near the U.S. coast. That's across the Atlantic. And Pentagon spokesman says Iran has a right to send vessels into international waters, but whether they can truly protect naval power beyond their region is another question.
All right, I'm just assuming this, Colonel, because I don't know much, and you have to treat me like I'm 46 years old. Here. But we have our coast somewhat secure if that were to happen, right?
We certainly do. And, of course, it's hard to take that threat seriously because Iran's Navy is very, very small. And one of the plans they had to project the naval power in the Persian Gulf was the fast speedboats. They can certainly do that. They can form a threat in that particular area, the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Hormuz. But to project their naval power, little as it is, across the Atlantic Ocean to our shore is bombastic rhetoric, according to one military analyst.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is how would they resupply, refuel, restock crews, maybe get food and water there?
That's true. And, of course, you must remember that Iran is good friends with Venezuela in South America. Now, that's the only thing they could probably do with help from Venezuela, one of the South American buddies down there. But the military experts in general agreement state that if Iran was so foolish to attempt any hostile action off the U.S. eastern coast, the U.S. Navy would just blow them out of the water immediately.
Real quick, how close would they have to get before we would have the right to blow them out of the water? Do you know?
I think our coast border is about 200 miles off the actual coast. However, they have missiles aboard ships that might be able to reach some of our cities. The actual missiles and the frigates that they have are quite small, but I'm sure we'll have a satellite eye on this bunch if they even attempt to get near the coast to make sure that they don't do anything foolish.
Up next, protests occupy Wall Street and Michael Jackson's doctor finally goes to trial. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestGladSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five in the countdown, the protests in Wall Street. Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman talking to Michael Moore about the protesters and what they're hoping to gain.
What do you think is the next step the protesters need to take to get Washington and Wall Street to listen and to make real change?
They don't need to worry about a next step. It's already happening. This is something that has sort of sprung up. There's no group, organized group. There's no dues-paying, members-only organization behind this. This is literally an uprising of people who've had it. And it has already started to spread across the country in other cities. It will continue to spread. It has to start somewhere. It started here with a few hundred. It will grow, and really already has grown here, to a few thousand. And will be tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands of people, because what I was telling them the other night is the great thing about what they're doing, and the great thing, great in the sense that their work ahead is not as difficult as other movements in the past. When the women's liberation movement began, when people began protesting against the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, at the beginning of those movements, the majority of the country was not with them, did not believe in the very basic principles of any of those philosophies. That's not true right now. The majority of Americans are really upset at Wall Street. The millions of Americans have lost their homes or are facing foreclosure right now. 50 million do not have health insurance. 14 million officially are unemployed, and it's probably well up into the 20 million plus people that are actually unemployed. So you've already got an army of Americans who are just waiting for somebody to do something, and the something has started.
Number four.
Number four in the countdown, the Michael Jackson trial. Host David Lee talked to analyst Tom Schroyer about the first week of the trial of Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray.
When I think about that jury, how much scrutiny have the two sides put into finding out who's on that jury?
Not only have they, I'm sure, scrutinized the jury's bona fides and backgrounds extensively, but I'm sure also both sides, because of the stakes, have had psychological consultants in the background trying to figure out what kind of personality profiles these folks have.
Wow, that just intrigues me, that whole process. But anyway, the trial itself.
Yeah, well, we're getting into the facts, and of course the parties are laying their cards on the table a bit. It's a very interesting situation as to whether or not a celebrity doctor, Dr. Murray, is going to go to jail for up to 4 years for administering what the state says is a lethal dose of a general anesthetic used for all kinds of surgeries in hospitals called propofol, along with another drug called midazolam, where the defense, on the other hand, contends that Michael Jackson himself put into his mouth and swallowed a drug, another prohibited substance called, I'm going to say, lorazepam. And so, you know, the evidence will turn on whether or not that happened, of course, but also on whether or not the doctor was just grossly medically negligent in the way he was caring for his patient.
Okay, so let's talk about that difference, malpractice versus gross malpractice.
Sure, nobody can point to exactly where the line is to be drawn, but and the jury of 12 in this case will have to figure that out. But certainly the facts and circumstances surrounding the treatment are really remarkable. We dug up here getting ready for the show, for example, the complaint by the Jackson family, his three sons and his surviving parents and brothers and sisters for money damages. And they sued not only Dr. Murray, who was treating him, but also the concert tour promoter called AEG Live. And some of the allegations in there really flesh out some of the facts in the case. So, for example, as it turns out, in order to do this comeback tour, Michael Jackson was forced by the concert tour company to treat exclusively with Dr. Murray, who was on their payroll at $150,000 a month.
On AEG's payroll.
That's right.
Wow.
The Michael Jackson trial, that's the fourth most talked about topic of the week here on the Countdown. Let's recap the OnStar privacy controversy, number 10. Major League Baseball, the end of the regular season, sports talk radio, number 9. Battle over Obamacare, number 8. Number 7, Pentagon terror trial. Military ambitions of Iran, number 6. The Wall Street protesting, number 5. Michael Jackson trial, number 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. They're coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Why don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday the 30th. We're up to number 3. The situation with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and his library speech at the Reagan Library. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd talked about what Christie had to say and how he sounds a lot like a candidate, even though he says he's not running.
The normally straight-shooting New Jersey governor was anything but. With speculation about his 2012 plans at a near frenzy, Christie hemmed, hawed, and left the door wide open. Didn't take long for the subject to come up.
Governor Christie, you're known as a straight shooter, one not given to playing games. Can you tell us what's going on here? Are you reconsidering or are you standing firm?
Folks are an incredible disappointment as an audience. The fact that that took to second question.
Christie then got cute with his latest attempt to deny interest in running. Here's how he first put it.
They put a minute and 53 seconds of my answers strung back to back to back to back together on the question of running for the presidency. Everyone go to Politico.com. It's right on the front page. I'm not going to bore you with it now. Click on it. Those are the answers.
Well, here's the montage that he was referencing. And, of course, that isn't subtle.
No way.
You going to run?
No, not going to happen. I'm not running. I'm 100% certain I'm not going to run. Apparently, I actually have to commit suicide to convince people I'm not running.
But then another audience member would not take no for an answer, something he actually never said. And so Christie then suddenly opened the door. Here's how it went.
I mean this with all my heart. We can't wait another 4 years to 2016. We need you. Your country needs you to run for president.
I hear exactly what you're saying, and I feel the passion with which you say it, and it touches me. The fact of the matter is that anybody who has an ego large enough to say, oh, please, 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 stop asking me to be leader of the free world. It's such a burden. If you could please just stop. I mean, what kind of crazy egomaniac would you have to be to say, oh, please stop, stop. It's extraordinarily flattering. But by the same token, that heartfelt message you gave me is also not a reason for me to do it. That reason has to reside inside me. And so that's what I've said all along. My answer to you is just this. I thank you for what you're saying, and I take it in, and I'm listening to every word of it and feeling it too.
I'm listening to every word of it. Here's what I can tell you. Those close to Christie say that that's what is going on right now. He is listening. He's not
saying definitely no right now, but the timeline is going to be fast.
Talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy here with CBS's Dottie Lynch about how the Republican presidential candidates are reacting to what Christie had to say in his speech.
Very interesting how the other candidates are especially talking about Chris Christie.
Yeah, that seems to be the real flavor of the week. His appearance at the Reagan Library and that woman with this heartfelt plea for him to get in the race. What candidate would love that?
They all seem to have nothing but praise for him right now.
Is that because of somebody they think that they'll be his running mate?
Well, either they're just saying that to appear gracious, but it's, one of those factors. I can't believe that Mitt Romney, who was one of those who said, oh, we'd welcome him to the race, really would welcome him to the race. Mitt Romney's finally getting back on top again. A couple of polls out yesterday, one in Iowa and one nationally, that showed Romney now going ahead of Perry, and probably the last thing he wants is Chris Christie to come into the race.
Now, let's get back to Sarah Palin for just a second, because it does look like you were right yesterday when you said maybe her 15 minutes of fame is up. But she said the quote-unquote title of president is something that would restrict her from being the maverick that she is, which I thought was interesting in that she didn't allude to the responsibility of being president, just the title.
Right, and that it would shackle her.
Yeah, it would shackle her maverickness.
Yeah, it really sounded like she's looking for an excuse not to run at this point. To talk about the title, as you said, and say it would shackle her, is not usually the kind of language people use if they're about to get into the race.
Usually not.
Usually not. Is Michelle Bachmann still the sweetheart of the Tea Party people? Have the Tea Party people sort of moved away from Sarah Palin?
Well, I think a lot of people have moved away from Sarah Palin, whether it's Michelle Bachmann or whether they're still looking at Rick Perry or maybe Rick Santorum. I think there's a lot of movement right now and a lot of, looking again at candidates, especially after Perry has done so poorly in the last few weeks.
That leads us up to number two, the 2012 presidential race, in focus, up next on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown now at number 2 in the weekly review. The 2012 presidential race on CNN. Wolf Blitzer speaks to Herman Cain about why he says he couldn't support either Mitt Romney or Rick Perry.
Could you support Mitt Romney, who, when he was governor of Massachusetts, supported a mandate for health care?
No, I could not. I do not support a government mandate for health care. I don't support the mandate that's in Obamacare. And I wouldn't have supported a mandate that was in Romney care. No. I happen to believe that there are better market-driven, patient-centered solutions out there that were not even considered. That's the approach that I would take in order to first repeal Obamacare and then let the market determine and let patients and doctors determine what's best for the patient and the doctor.
So what I hear you saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, and once again, if he were the Republican nominee, you wouldn't be able to support him?
Well, I wouldn't say that I wouldn't be able to report him because he has said that his first order of business would be to repeal Obamacare. If he stuck to that commitment, I could support him. But if in any way he wanted to compromise and go for a mandate, a health care mandate, I couldn't support him. But I believe that he has backed off of that and that he's saying that he would repeal Obamacare.
If you were to repeal Obamacare, there are right now 50 million uninsured people in the United States. They'll get insurance under what you call Obamacare. What would you do with those 50 million if you repealed the health care reform law?
First of all, Wolf, they are not going to be without health care. Everybody in this country will get health care. Hospitals cannot turn you away. If we look at the early rollout of Obamacare, more and more people are becoming uninsured. More and more companies are being forced to drop their health care coverage because Obamacare is just that bad. Look at the fact that over 1,300 companies have asked for a waiver because when they look at the details of Obamacare, they are better off to either stay with what they have if they can get a waiver, or they're going to put everybody on the government program. The plan simply does not work.
Are you with Rick Perry when he says that he supports in-state tuition for children of illegal immigrants in Texas?
No, absolutely not, because I happen to believe that that puts children of illegals in front of citizens, in front of soldiers. I don't agree with that. We must first secure the border for real. That's the real problem we need to make sure that we solve. Then decide later. Now, I do agree that it's a state's issue, it's a state's decision, but I don't believe in putting children of illegals because of compassion in front of citizens.
So could you support Rick Perry if he were the nominee?
Today, I could not support Rick Perry as the nominee for a host of reasons. Him being soft on securing the border is one of the reasons. I feel very strongly about the need to secure the border for real, the need to enforce the laws that are already there, the need to promote the path to citizenship that's already there, but more importantly, empower the states to enforce the national federal immigration laws, because the federal government didn't do it, can't do it, and they never will do it. So that's where I think he and I have a basic fundamental difference of opinion.
Host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talked to Scott Rasmussen about Cain's surge in the latest polls.
Herman Cain is my pick to click. Did you just had a poll came out? Herman Cain is now within just a few points of the president in a head-to-head. 39% for Obama, 34% for Cain. Now, can you explain, first thing I want to know about this, is that generally when you have these kinds of things, they have been sitting in the 40s But now the president's down in the 30s, and the Republicans have always been sort of in the mid to high 30s. Why is it? Why is that number decreasing?
Well, mainly because it's still all about the president, and the economy's not doing terribly well, and the president's numbers are slipping. And right now you've got a declining number of people who are enthusiastic about him. I think the big story here is that one out of four people said, we're not sure, but in that choice, some might like a third party candidate, some might like some might just be totally undecided, but most of them are pretty unhappy with the president, so there's a lot of ground for someone like Herman Cain to pick up.
What if the president made it and sold his own pizzas?
You know, that would probably have a big impact, especially if it created a few million jobs.
Yeah, right.
You know, can I tell you something? Did you hear this story about Herman Cain today?
Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's,
right?
Pizza is where he came from. He's the CEO, and he's got this 999 plan. Right?
You want pizza?
No. Well, wait. He had a 999 plan. Do you have the 999 cut? Can we get that? Because this is his plan. Is he wants to change the tax structure? What do you think about this, Steve? Now you're a rich guy. 9%.
I am not.
9%
anymore.
9%. Well, wait here. Let Herman Cain explain this.
What I would do is to propose a bold plan, which I've already released. I call it my 999 economic growth plan. Throw out the current tax code, a 9% tax on corporate income, a 9% tax on personal income, and a 9% national sales tax. If 10% is good enough for God, 9% ought to be good enough for the federal government.
Yeah, right? I'm down with it.
You know,
and Pepe, you get free pepperoni with that.
That's a great line, and he does really well when he talks about economic issues and small business issues and entrepreneurship. We have done some polling on that national sales tax idea.
Yeah.
And here's the problem with it.
Yeah.
People figure, you know what, if they get to start doing a national sales tax and an income tax, no matter how low the rates are right now, they're all going to go up pretty soon. There's a lot of suspicion unless there's some way to cap the overall spending levels.
Here's radio man Howie Carr talking to one of his callers who's ready to vote for Herman Cain over both Romney and Perry.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, I still like Herman Cain. I mean, I like his 999 plan. I don't think it was a fluke that he won the Florida straw poll. You know, I mean, he might get out in a few weeks when his book comes out. I don't know. I just hope he sticks it out.
I don't think. I think that was the original plan. I think now that he's won that that straw poll in Florida, I think he's going to stay around for a few more months. I'm sure his fundraising has done better now. But don't you think though that if Rick Perry had done a decent job in that debate, he would have won that thing, that Florida straw poll?
Well, the thing with Rick Perry is, you know, he supports in-state tuition for illegal aliens, and to me, that's not a fiscal conservative.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I did give him a fair look, and I went right back to Herman Cain.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney paved the way for Obamacare.
Right.
You know, and it's not conservative. It's not a smart thing to do. National health care is not a smart thing.
Yeah.
Neither is the debacle that Mitt Romney gave us with mass
no.
health.
No, it is a debacle. That's a good way to put it. The new Perry ad says Romney says he's now a firm believer in the Second Amendment, but he has flipped on that issue in a big way. He's flipped on abortion and even on whether Ronald Reagan was good for the country. The governor who signed RomneyCare into law now says he would issue an executive order undoing Obamacare in his first day in office. But what is there in his record that provides any sense that he would actually follow through with that? Yeah, I know. So, I mean, Perry.
With Herman Cain, at least we have a plan that he has to solve the tax problem that we have. You know,
I thought he was really impressive in that debate when he was talking about his cancer and about how Obamacare would have killed him. I thought that was just I'm sure he's done it. I'm sure that's part of his stump speech, but it was a really succinct explanation, and it was about the best I've ever heard him.
And with the culmination of that story, we are at number one. The president's economic policies are in the focus next here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a 2-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number one on the countdown, the president's economic policies. Here host Phil Latzman talks to Vice President Joe Biden about the state of the economy, which may cost the president the state of Florida in next year's election.
You won this state handily in 2008, but you seem to be, in your, the administration, President Obama and yourself, seem to be losing support here in this most crucial swing state of all. What mistakes has the administration made in Florida since they took office?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of mistakes that we've made. I've been here for 8 presidents, and every president I know has made mistakes, usually with good intentions. But here's what I think has happened. You know, I come from a family in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then down in Claymont, Delaware, a working class town where when there was a recession, somebody sitting around my dad's kitchen table, whether it was his brother or his sister or my mom's brothers or sisters or his friends, somebody lost their job just because of the recession. Something they didn't have a damn thing to do with creating, but they lost their job. And they were upset. In my family, they'd be upset. There's a lot of people in Florida that have good reason to be upset because they've lost the jobs. And even though 50-some percent of the American people think the economy tanked because of the last administration, that's not relevant. What's relevant is we're in charge. And right now, we are the ones in charge, and it's gotten better, but it hasn't gotten good enough. And in states like Florida, it's even been more stagnant because of the real estate market. And so I don't blame them for being mad. We're in charge. So they're angry.
So and how, Mr. Vice President, do you get your Democratic message across in what is such a Republican-dominated state throughout the legislature, really? Most of the state is red. And do you run the risk of being drowned out in the state of Florida?
Well, sure we run the risk of being drowned out because, unlike the last campaign, it is likely that our friends on the other side are going to spend more money with these sort of independent PACs. And by the way, totally legitimate. I'm not criticizing it. You know, you have the Rove PAC spending, you know, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, et cetera, going after. So look, there was a guy I knew who used to be the mayor of Boston back in the 70s when I got elected as a 29-year-old senator. And I remember he was holding a press conference, and he looked at them when the press was, you know, asking him legitimate questions pointing out he was sagging in the polls. And he looked at them and he said, look, don't compare me to the Almighty. compare me to the alternative. And that's what's going to happen here. Right now, understandably, totally legitimate, this is a referendum on Obama and Biden, the nature and the state of the economy. It's soon going to be a choice.
Here are hosts Reuben Pierce and Megan Mossack with Senator Pat Roberts. The focus, the economy, and if anything is likely to get done, since neither side in Congress seems to be willing to work it out.
Have you seen anything like what's going on in D.C. before? This kind of polarization.
Well, you know, people say that what happened to comedy, what happened to working together, what happened to bipartisanship, what happened to reach across the aisle. Well, you know, I went through, as a staffer, the Vietnam situation, which became very volatile. And we, of course, had the Kennedy assassinations. We had the attempts on President Reagan. We had Watergate. We had the resignation of Nixon. We had attempt to impeach the president, Clinton, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the rhetoric there was not pleasant. I mean, you know, politics is not beanbag, and it got pretty rough. But the process was always in place. And here in the Senate, as I've said, we've had no budget for 2.5 years. So you can't work from a particular number. You're just out there. And we've done no appropriation bills. And we don't do an appropriation bill and try to conference with the House, and then in the meantime, you don't do any reconciliation. You don't do the normal work that you're doing. So here we are on the Agriculture Committee trying to write a new farm bill and then also trying to meet what we have to do in deficit reduction from this super committee. All of a sudden, we have a super committee. We've abrogated our responsibility into a super committee, and we don't know whether they're going to go after agriculture, or for that matter, anything else, with a Lizzie Borden axe or with a scalpel. Now, what they need to do is to give it to the authorizers and let us do our work, and then we'll do the necessary cutting, and then we'll give it back to them, and then we'll see what happens in terms of deficit reduction.
President's economic policy is the most talked about topic on talk radio this week. Let's recap: the OnStar privacy controversy, number 10; Major League Baseball and sports talk radio, number 9; number 8, the battle over Obamacare; number 7, the Pentagon terror plot; number 6, Iran's military ambitions; number 5, the Wall Street protesting; Michael Jackson trial, number 4, Chris Christie's library speech at the Reagan Library, number 3, number 2, the presidential race, and number 1, the president's economic policies. That's it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this hour.